I think that perhaps the most dangerous threat to the crazy planet that we live on today is something that the new self-appointed king of the world, who happens to be meeting with the king of England in America now this week or whatever, it's what he terms the radical left. Other people call it woke culture. Here in Eretz Yisrael, they were smart enough to realize that, like, the left doesn't sell anymore. So even the parties which would be left, so they're calling themselves, the Lumi camp, the nationalist camp, the new right. They don't want to be left here anymore. Left has connotations. But if you think about it, what underlies the whole left, in a funny type of way, it's what Rabbeinu Avram ben Avrambam calls the midos hatrumiyos, the positive midos. Lots of good midos on the left. No, I'm being very serious. Let's say, for instance, rachamim. Rachmanis. Who doesn't want to be compassionate? Who doesn't want to be merciful? You see somebody fall hard and they break bones, or they're bleeding, or you see some guy and, whatever, he has a flat tire in his car. If you don't want to help him, if you don't feel like helping him, you're not a human being. You're sick. Everybody knows you're supposed to be compassionate. You know, every parent compassionate to their kids, you're compassionate to your little brother. You're not normal. It's a good midah. Midas trumiyas. Tolerance. The Torah calls it Erech Apayim. Erech Apayim means you have long nostrils. Your nostrils, that's, where the heat comes out. When you get very angry, it should take a very long time until you get frustrated and angry. It's called tolerance. And it's something that we strive for. You have to know how to deal with difficult people and difficult situations. You have to be able to be tolerant, and you're supposed to have a very long fuse. People have a short fuse, boom, right away. No, have a long fuse. It's a good midah, midas trumias. The problem is, when do you use it? So when you start using these midos, these good midos, in a situation where it's just insane, so that's nuts. So you have a guy who's a terrorist, and he killed lots of people, and he wants to kill many more, and you finally caught him, and you say, okay, fine, put him in the electric chair. Oh, no, we can't do that. That's not humane. We have to be tolerant. We have to give him another chance. You can't kill him. That's not compassionate. How would you like it if you were his mother? You have a 9-year-old little boy. And Nebuchadnezzar, he watched too many stupid movies. And maybe his parents didn't do such a good job, or maybe his parents have their own problems. And he's very confused, and he decided that he's not a 9-year-old little boy, he's a 9-year-old little girl. And he really believes it. He really, really believes it. I'm a girl, and he's going out of his mind, and he's suffering. He's really suffering. I'm trying to get into it, because I really don't understand how it can happen. But he is. He's a really suffering, believes, I'm an elephant, I'm a girl, I'm a boy, whatever. He's suffering. And he's developing twitches and all kinds of things. Okay, you have to be compassionate. So let him just, have some kind of procedure, and then you give him what he wants. Now he's a girl. Where's your rachmanis? What kind of cruel person are you? Iran. Nuclear bomb. Wipe out countries, wipe up the world, whatever it is. You can't attack them. It'll be like the previous presidents. Sign a deal with them, push it off a little bit. It's going to be okay. You have to be tolerant. You have to, you can't go bomb. What kind of business is that? What percentage of the country is behind this war? Very little. They had one famous person who said, you know, chaval, that, you know, we didn't have this same president in 1939 because the Holocaust probably wouldn't have happened. We need somebody with the guts to go out and say, we can't be nice, you can't be tolerant sometimes. So you can have all the midas trumiyos, you can have a lot of rachmanis, and you can have a lot of erech apayim, but if you don't know what's going on, if you're not dealing with a clarity of what the truth is, so then you end up having compassion on the wrong people, the wrong situations. Bereishis bara elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was makdim the midas adin before the midas arachamim. Before you can have rachamim, there first has to be right, there has to be wrong, there has to be truth, and you have to be clear about what that truth is. The problem is, though, is that seeing the truth is sometimes painful. We'd much rather take a drag and just, you know, hallucinate and just not deal with the truth, because it's a lot more comfortable. But that's not what we're supposed to do. We have to look at the truth, and we have to see the truth, and we have to internalize the truth, and we have to bite the bullet, and if we do that, so then we can really be successful in life. And that's what I want to talk about today. As it comes up really in three places. It comes up in the Sfira, which we began to talk about last week. It comes up in Shavuos, and really in the name Shavuos. Sheva Shavuos, seven Shavuos. And it comes up in also the Yontif that's going to happen right after Halacha Seder to go down. I don't know whether how matzah for you guys, but of one of the most interesting Yom Tovim on Kol Torah Kula, I always like to talk about, but it was a great one, and that's Pesach Sheni. So these three, have a common theme of seeing reality. Seeing reality and not getting caught up with the comfort of your nice Rachmanis Dikamidis, taking it easy on other people, taking it easy on yourself. Just bite the bullet and see the truth. So last week we talked about Sfira. We talked about the fact that, it seems like a Sfira, it seems absurd that, you know, you can count, you know, Hayoim Shalosh Shleishim Yoim Ba'omer. Today is 33 days in the Yomer, but it's not. Today is one day out of the 49. It's not 33 days today. But we saw last week that it is 33 days. Why? Because one goes into two, goes into three, and it snowballs, and every single day of the Omer, I put it into my satchel, and today is all 33 days. At the end, today is all 49 days, because I have more with me. So every day brings with it the day before. Baba Yamin. It's interesting, there's a Gemara that has a connotation that it's not just the days that happens on going on to Shavuos, it happens with the months also. But really, I would say the Yomim Tovim that occurred during those months. The wild Gemara. The Gemara says, Darish Ahugli La, there was somebody from the Galil who darshaned. Baruch Rachmana. Thank God. The Yoiv Uryan Tlisai. That he gave us a Torah of triplicate. A triple Torah. Rashi says, what does it mean? Torah, Nevi'im, Sovim. Chutta, Mishulash, Levim, Heri, Yenateh. You got it. Triple Torah. La'am Tlisai. To a triple nation. Triple nation is what? Kehanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim. Al Yedei Tlisai. By way of a tripled person, that's an interesting one, Moshe Rabbeinu, he's the third child in his family. Now, apparently, he has facets of Aaron and facets of Miriam, and he incorporates all three of them. That's a shtickel Torah b'fnei atzma. B'yoyim tlisai, on the third day of the Shleishes Yimei Hagbala, third day where they were pirish from their wives, where all the Kedusha had built up, so it's the day of triple. B'yarcha tlisoi. Third month, the triple month, the triple crown. What does it mean, third month? You got half of Nisan, Iyar, and 5 days in Sivan, 6 days in Sivan. So what is 3 months? Apparently what it means is the three Yom Tovim. Pesach, Pesach Sheni, and Shavuos. The hallmark of these 3 months, they all build together. Now, Pesach, we sort of know what Pesach is. Shavuos, we sort of know what Shavuos is. But what's Pesach Sheni? I talked about Pesach Sheni last week, last year at length. Pesach Sheni is a pliatsuma. Pesach Sheni, a situation, you know, they're in the Midbar, and it's the first time they're really, you know, they're doing it after Yetzias Mitzrayim. And there are these people who are Tamei, and they can't bring the Karban Pesach, and they come to Moshe Rabbeinu with what must be most probably the worst Shaila that was ever asked in the history of the Jewish people. Because they answer it in the beginning of the Parsha, in the beginning of the Pasuk. They come and they say, Anachnu Tmeim L'Nefesh Nefesh Adam. We're Tamei. Why can't we bring the Karban Pesach? Ishkayach, you just answered your own question. The reason you can't bring the Karban Pesach is because you're Tameh. And it says in the Torah that you can't bring the Karban Pesach if you're Tameh. So what bechlal is your question? Then Madama, the guy, you know, whatever, the girl comes and says, I love any girl, I want a bris too. I mean, you can't. B'metzias, it's not possible. Lama nigara. So what's the deal? And apparently what happens over here in Pesach Sheni is that since they want it so badly, we talked about last year, they had such a rutzen, that rutzen produced the parsha of Pesach Sheni. They brought it down from Shemayim. It wouldn't have been 613 mitzvahs, but that's what Watson could do. Okay, but now let's put the picture together. How do these three things come together? What's the process of Pesach to Pesach Sheni to Shavuos that we say, okay, that's the triplicate over here. This is the triple crown. Baruch Hashem, do we have this? What's that process of these three? And another question, another Maimer Chazal. Medrash in Shir HaShirim says like this, B'shoa sheshama Yisrael, Anechi Hashem Alikecha, when Kla Yisrael heard, Anechi nitka Talmud Torah belibam. Talmud Torah got stuck into their hearts, into their minds. You know, halavai, it was so simple. B'shoa sheshamu Yisrael, lo yelecha nekar milibam yetzirhara. What happened? They lost their Yetzer Hara. What in the world is going on over here? You know, Halavai, you know, at Har Sinai. But we know it's not true. They did lots of Averis after Har Sinai. I mean, we're here for Bechira Chavshis. We have to choose. At Har Sinai, all of a sudden, Talmud Torah is Nitka Belibam. No problems with Hasmada anymore. Everybody is there. 3:30 on the dot, you know, whatever. Everybody's going to learn with the Hasmada and with the most power. And no Yetzirah. What does that mean? You can't take it literally. So what's the pshat in the Medrash? So what's the triple crown of Pesach, Pesach Sheni, and Shavuos? And what's it mean over here? What exactly happened at Har Sinai? And finally, the last question to just round it off is one of these word games. This week's parsha, all of the Mayadim, right? Shiva Shavuos Tisparlach. It's interesting. It's called Chag HaShavuos. It's the Chag of weeks. And also Shavuos is a Lashon of oaths. Mushba V'yomei Mehar Sinai. Why are oaths, why is it the same word, basically, that an oath is the same word as a week? You ever think about the fact that, okay, fine, I understand why a week, a Shavua, is Miloshon Sheva, because it's 7 days. But what does an oath have to do with the number 7? And what does an oath have to do with Shavuos? And how does the whole picture come together? What are we counting? What's counting the weeks? What's a week? Why is it 7? And what does that have to do with an oath? So there's a Hashem trying to put this all together. Now, one of the parts of our culture that has to do with, you know, worshipping the God called comfort, is that you know, people today don't really want to do anything. So when you have a problem, the easiest way to solve the problem is, you know, you take a pill. So today there's a pill for everything. You want to lose weight? Take a pill. You want to work on your midas? Take a pill. Have a rough time sleeping? Take a pill. And it was, I wasn't surprised too much, you know, when my wife came. She was hysterical with laughter or whatever. She was, you're never going to believe what I just saw in the building. There's this sign in the building, and there's this sign all over Telstone, and, you know, I've seen it in Yerushalayim also. So, Kadure Shalom Bayis. Shalom Bayis pills. So what kind of moron is this? You know, okay, fine. I'm a little less naive than she is, so I understand, you know, what the deeper shot is behind the Shalom Bayis pills. But Lemaisa, it fits in with the culture. If you want to sell anything, you want Shalom Bayis, then don't be sensitive to your wife. Don't listen to her. Don't have a relationship. Just take a pill, you know? Because that's the easiest way. Now, the problem is that all pills come with side effects. That happened to me once also, 4 or 5 years ago, around the Corona time. I had a lot of, you know, a lot of pressure and too much adrenaline coursing through my body. I was getting a lot of migraines, a lot of migraines. So I went to, you know, to a doctor, somebody deals with that, and said, eh, no problem, okay, fine, you know. So there are pills that you can take to help you avoid migraines. He gave me this pill, this little pill, you take a pill every day or whatever it is, no problem. Went back 6 months later, so how many migraines do you get? None. I don't get migraines anymore. Pills are great. But there was a problem. I began to realize that taking these pills, so I wasn't able to run up the stairs like I used to be able to, or whatever it is. I was panting a little harder. I also felt that, like, you know, I had sometimes like a little bit of brain fog, and my brain wasn't as tenacious. I'm an intense guy, you know, whatever. You may have noticed a little bit, right? I felt like I lost that edge, you know, whatever it is, and I didn't like it. So I asked the doctor, I was like, is this supposed to happen? Oh, yeah, that's perfectly normal, that's what it does. So I looked into the literature, and I realized that the reason it prevents your migraines is because what this thing does is it basically blocks, to a certain degree, it blocks your adrenaline. Now, adrenaline is, you know, is great. Adrenaline makes you nervous. Adrenaline makes you anxious. But on the other hand, when you have somebody pumped up with adrenaline, okay, they can pick up a car, you know. They can slam dunk a basketball. They can do things, and they see reality. They see truth. They focus. Without that adrenaline, it's not there. So I said, basically, okay, fine, listen, I'll deal with my migraines. I need my adrenaline. Because without that adrenaline, without that clear, without that fear, without that clarity that it's going to give you because of your ability to focus, you're not really looking at the world. And then everything is out of whack. Because above everything else, what you need to have is that focus, that vision, that clarity, and a lot of that comes from the adrenaline, which comes from a certain anxiety, even if you want to call it a certain amount of fear. Why is it that Pesach Sheni, and Shavuos are considered to be a triplicate? What happened on Pesach? Pesach, says the Ramban, the Yeseda Amuna. Ramban and Sey Parshas Bay. On Pesach, we saw through all of the Nisan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And we had a whole process. We brought a carbon Pesach. We went through a whole business. And the next year, we're supposed to do the same thing. Every year when we have our Seder, Chayiv Adam Laharis Esatzmoy, Liris Esatzmoy, we talked about it last Zman. You have to relive the whole thing all over again. And when you have your Korban Pesach, that's what's supposed to happen. You don't have a Korban Pesach, you know what the Einish is? Kares. You have no Shaykhus of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because you're not going out of Mitzrayim anymore. You go out of Mitzrayim every year, over and over and over again, by bringing a Korban Pesach. Come these people who are Tameh. And these people, after a whole year, they had such a clarity about the fact that without reliving this Yitzias Mitzrayim, without seeing all these miracles all over again, without tasting the Korban Pesach, without bringing the Korban Pesach, we're out of touch with reality. We lost our Shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They came and they said, yeah, of course we're Tameh, but love and Nigura, how can it be? We can't go on. It's so real to us what happened last year. How can we not re-experience it again this year? We need to build that up in our mind. We need to live it again. And they asked for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and because of that clarity, they produced Pesach Sheni. But it's still in the thought world. When did it come full circle? When did it really become part of them? When did it become hardwired in Klal Yisrael that this is the way that it is? That we have this Kesher with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he runs the show. That's what the Medrash says. That when they stood on Har Sinai, when they heard Anoichi, so it was Nitka Belibam, the fact that they always have to learn Torah. When they stood at Har Sinai and they heard La Yielcha, a certain degree of their Yetzirah was taken away altogether. They got hardwired with that reality of Yetzias Mitzrayim that they relived again on Pesach Sheni. It was that clarity, it was seeing that bebrirus, that this is who we are and this is what we are. What's a Shavua? A Shavua, I take an oath. What do I mean to take an oath? Why can't I just tell it to you? Because you don't believe me. Because I have to support myself by attaching what I say to something which is undeniable. Well, Shavuos are basically Shavuos because they're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to mention the Shem Hashem. You don't have to mention the Shem Hashem. That's a sugya. But basically a Shavua is that I'm basing this affirmation on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is undeniable. Now we can't see Hashem. But in the world, what is the symbol of Hashem? Bria. And that's the Lashon of Shavua. Shavua is a week. Shavua is Milashon Sheva. The Sheva Yimei Bereishis. The 7 days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including Shabbos, created the whole world, that's what we're basing ourselves on. And that's basically what we do, is we're making for ourselves, during these weeks, we're making HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our minds more and more real. Saying to ourselves over and over and over again that this is what happened in Mitzrayim, like we talked about last week. And every day, every week, every Mayed, Pesach, Pesach Sheni, and then finally in Shavuos, it becomes more and more real to us until it's part of us, it's hardwired, and we live with it constantly. That's basically what we're trying to do, during these weeks. An interesting news item that I saw also over the last couple of days or weeks, I don't remember when I saw it. But as time goes on, you know, they're finding out that, you know, marijuana is actually very, very good for a lot of things. It helps your liver, you know, they use it for medical marijuana, a very, very big thing. Okay, but anyway, when people think about marijuana, though, they don't think about that stuff. I mean, marijuana is like the ultimate sick chill, right? That's it. You know, everything else, you know, guys like poppers. Okay, it's not the real stuff. But why does everybody like it? Because, you know, you're just totally relaxed. I'm not talking from experience again. I have no idea what I'm talking about. Well, just relax, chill, to the extent that you become hallucinogenic. You're not really in touch with reality. And I got a secret for you. That's why everybody likes to chill. Because when you chill, basically you're just hallucinating. It's just, okay, everything is just so wonderful over here. I have $400,000 of debt in my bank, you know, whatever it is. I got to pay my bills. And there are a lot of people who are angry at me, you know, and there's a hitman down the block, and I don't know what else you want to imagine or what. Oh, but it's okay. It's fine. Just sink into your couch and have a beer, and everything is wonderful. Facing reality hurts. But at the end of the day, facing reality is the only way that you get anywhere. You go through life and think, you know, whatever, there's no consequences to my actions. The fact that somebody might have a nuclear bomb, the fact that somebody might want to, you know, whatever, might want to harm me, might want to harm everybody. The fact that there's an Olma MS, the fact that I'm not going to live forever. Who wants to think about this stuff? Way too intense. But if you don't face reality, so then you waste your life. It's only with dealing with this fear and dealing with reality that you're going to get anywhere. People actually do like it. Sometimes people, you know, whatever, they'll go to great lengths to be afraid, to be nervous, anxious. A good basketball game, we call it a nail biter, you know, down to the end. If you're not anxious, then it wasn't a good game. People go on a roller coaster because it makes you feel alive. When a person is afraid, when you have the adrenaline pumping, so then that's when you can focus. Yira is milashin re'ia. To be afraid helps you see. To be too relaxed helps you hallucinate. And in order to be successful, so you have to focus. And you have to throw yourself into it. And you have to get a little intense. Maybe more than a little intense. Because otherwise it's just a dream. Maisa, we're in a tekufa where we're supposed to build up this reality for ourselves every day and every week. And I think today we see also, not just that, but there are three different mayadim that happen during this tekufa. There's Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is the Yisayda Emunah. There's Pesach Sheni, which is the Yontif of Lama Nigara, which was a stepping stone, where they relived last year's experience to the degree that it was so real to them that they couldn't fathom the fact that they can't bring a carbon Pesach. And then finally, after that, you have Shavuos. And Shavuos is the time when it becomes hardwired forever and ever. To a certain degree, that's what it means to be a Jew. That you always will really have that cheshek to learn Torah. There's a certain amount there of your Yetzirah, which is not there anymore, like it is for other people. But it's our job, to make it even more real than that. So don't take a pill to get rid of your adrenaline. Your adrenaline is good stuff. And don't be too chilled, don't have too many beers, and certainly don't use your medical marijuana the wrong way, because it's just going to take you in weird places. Have a lot of rachmanis, have a lot of erech apayim, but only on the right people and only where it's reality-based. You do all of that, so Be'ezer Hashem, you see the truth through life and you use it to build higher and higher and better and better. And everybody should have a good Shabbos.